All right, so I want to invite you to join me in a 3-day challenge that's starting on September 9th. So very, very soon. This 3-day challenge, activate your feminine energy, receive abundance in your business and life, is going to walk you through 3 easily applied techniques and ignite your feminine energy so that you can then open up and receive the abundance in all forms that you desire. In this challenge, we're going to cover why this natural superpower that every single one of you already has is vital to grow your business and magnetize what it is that you want in your life. I'm also going to be talking about why you might be overlooking this powerful form of energy. The reality is that not that many people are talking about this or teaching it, and especially how to connect it with your business. So if you want to build a sustainable, successful business that you are in for the long haul, then this is the challenge for you. Go to thefemininecollective.co/challenge to sign up. Again, thefemininecollective.co/challenge. You want to get your name in there. You want to come into the Feminine Collective Facebook group where I will be hosting all of them, and I will see you next Monday, September 9th, and we will get started. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hey loves, I am excited to dive into today's episode with you. I give a lot of behind the scenes of my own experience and really my journey in combining the masculine and feminine energies in my life and my business. And, you know, that's just another way of talking about the more strategic things, which are the masculine aspects, and then the soulful work, which it really comes from the feminine energy around. I just wanted to give you a heads up that I actually pulled this from a Facebook Live. So just in the event that the sound is a little bit off today, just know that that's why. And if you hear me, you can kind of access, I'm sharing about my hair and makeup. It's because I did this on video. So just letting you know that every once in a while, I pull things from Facebook in order to just repurpose content, which that is something that I highly support you all to do from a strategic perspective, is don't feel like you need to recreate content every single place, every single time. Yes, there is a time and place to only do podcast episodes. There is a time and place to do only lives or Insta stories or certain posts, but there are a lot of things that you can do one time and then place in multiple places. All right, enjoy. I'm so grateful for all of you, and I look forward to being in touch with you very soon. I am delighted to be going live with all of you today. Please, if you watch this replay, make sure to let me know the replay. And I look a little funny today. My makeup is caked on. I just got my hair and makeup done, and I actually have a photo shoot. But it's not until this afternoon, actually early evening. So my amazing hair and makeup woman was not available later on in the day. So I am caked with makeup as the day goes on. It'll settle and it'll look, you know, the way that it's supposed to look on camera this evening. So I didn't want that though to stop me. I wanted to come on live with you guys and touch base. I've actually been wanting to do this for a couple of days. And number one, most of you have gotten access to the new meditation, Ignite Your Feminine Energy. And number one, I want to make sure that you've actually done that meditation. The feedback that we've gotten so far around this meditation really has been incredibly powerful. For those of you that haven't done it, it's It's a meditation slash visualization. It's really a guided visualization that walks you through experiencing that inner feminine energy that you may or may not have access to on a regular basis. And it also walks you through this process. I don't want to give too much away, but like as you're in the guided visualization, you really go through this process of starting to take some of the, I'm going to call them like the bricks off of your back that you may be carrying around with you that, you know, that end up holding us back from doing and being and experiencing the things that we are meant to and that we desire in the world. And lastly, it just kind of gives you this experience of really opening up and having a, I'm just going to call it like a clearer vision of what it is that you are meant to be doing. So it's a little bit vague, but it is very, very powerful. And if you have done the meditation visualization and you've experienced an aha, you know, you saw something, maybe it was emotional for you. I had one client say it actually brought up a lot of tears as I went through it and actually felt very cathartic and healing. You know, everyone is having different experiences with it, but let me know in the comments as you're watching this replay, what it is that you experience. So I just want to take a minute and just introduce myself and share with you some of my own personal experiences with this work with the feminine. As I'm just on my own path of just call it like evolution, right? And like co-creation. And when I say co-creation, I mean the work in both the inner work of the spiritual dimensions and the, you know, what's underneath the surface and emotional, mental work. And at the same time, the work of, you know, co-creating in the real world and like manifesting what it is that I desire. And I have been on this journey for about 15 years, maybe 10 to 12 years now. And just, it's like, it's an ongoing process. There is no end journey. Like there's no like point that you get to and you're like, oh, okay, I've graduated. Like I figured it all out. I believe that as humans, like we are literally here to grow and learn. And as long as we're in a human body, we're going to continue growing and learning. And when we stop learning is when, you know, spirit says, okay, it's time for this human body to be done. And, you know, it's time for your soul to move on. Getting deep with you guys real fast here. But I just wanted to, especially for you new people, and for those of you that may have been following me that don't know, that don't know some of my background, I've always been conditioned to very, very, very much be in my masculine. I am a go-getter. I work hard. I'm A-type. I'm a planner. Like I am high energy, high functioning. I love to get things done and I love to create in the world. And I honestly have like always been that way. And so while it led to a lot of like external quote unquote success, you know, in my life from an early age, it also created this dynamic of constantly striving for more and constantly like needing more affirmation and more attention. And it's like, it was like this addiction to just needing more and more and more. And it was like, at some point, like no amount of, you know, medals, no amount of accolades, no amount of, you know, kind of affirmations from my parents, no amount of money, no amount of like attention from men. It's like, it was never enough. And what ended up happening is that about 2 to 3 years, when I got out of college, I worked a couple of jobs and then I got into commercial real estate pretty early on. And I watched all of these men around me. I was one of 3 women in an office of 40 agents. And what do? Like any smart professional does, you do what people around you are doing that are having success, right? And so I watched what these other men were, I watched what these men were doing in this field. And, you know, they're working 12-hour days and they were making all these cold calls and they were grinding and they were competing and they were hustling. And like, it was a hustle. And to this day, the industry is still a hustle and a grind, just the nature of how competitive it is. And so I did what they were doing and I did have some physical world monetary success, right? Like closed my first deal after 6 to 9 months. Then I closed another deal and then I closed another deal all within like the first 12 to 14 months of being in the industry. And I was young. Like I was like 22, 23 years old. But what also happened is that within 2 years, within 24 months of being in this industry, I had gained 40 pounds on a 5'2 frame. I'd broken out in massive acne. I wasn't having my menstrual cycle. My body was so out of whack. And, you know, it's like God does what God needs to do. Like spirit does what needs to do to get our attention. And the reality, like I was very kind of like physically focused and it was like, oh, as long as I look good and I'm like getting attention, I'm doing the thing. It's like, everything's fine. Like, I don't care if I'm like on a diet, you know, I've had an eating disorder. I was a mess. I was an absolute mess. And yet because I was like achieving these things on the outside, it's like, oh, Heidi's doing good. Yeah, she's got some health stuff going on, but like Heidi's good. And that's a lot of the conditioning that I had, you know, from my parents was like, as long as you're like making money and things like look good on the outside, then like everything's cool. And what I realized in my mid-20s is that I wasn't okay. Like I wasn't good. I was in so much like pain. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know who I wanted. I actually didn't know how to take care of myself. And I was quite honestly miserable. I was dating horrible men in super toxic relationships, you know, like men dating multiple people. And like, it was awful, 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 awful. And so what happened was that it one thing after another sent me on this journey to do more soul searching. And so what that looked like for me was first from a health perspective, it's like I went and I saw this naturopath. And then the next thing is like, I went and I saw this, I actually went and saw a therapist. It was actually the naturopath that told me, Heidi, you have a very addictive personality. Like you, the way you are with food, the way you are with your body, like you're so hyper-focused, you're so this. It's like you need some support other than just, you know, some hormones and like eating things that are going on. And I was like, what? Like nothing's wrong, but I also knew like internally I was craving it. And then this therapist, and a lot of you guys that have heard my story, like you, this is, you know, stuff I haven't told before. The therapist is the one that actually said, like, you've got an eating disorder. Like, even though it's not, you're not making yourself throw up anymore. You're not like super anorexic. Like you have got an addictive personality with food. And I ended up going into a 12-step program for almost 5 years. I went into a program called OA, Overeaters Anonymous. And it was really through that program that I got in my first real experience of what something, a power greater than me, felt like. And it was quite profound, actually, to be able to surrender and go through the 12-step program and see myself experience like recovery and feeling more resourced and, you know, little gems of like learning how to take personal responsibility, which is one of the steps. I think it's step 4, I'm not quite sure yet. It's been like years since I've been through the program, but it was really profound, through that experience to start having like an internal connection with a power greater than myself. And just a side note, you know, I grew up religious. I grew up Lutheran. I'd never, you know, I was like baptized and then I went through communion. I think that was what it was called when I was like 13, but I've always been a seeker. All throughout high school, I would vacillate between, you know, going to Young Life and wanting to kind of be with those cool kids, the Young Life people, and like kind of be on a deeper journey. I also had this need to like explore and like, you know, kind of be like a rebel. And so it's like I was, you know, as a sophomore and I was dating the senior basketball star and, you know, maybe TMI, but if like having sex before a lot of my girlfriends were having sex and just, you know, just like needing to like, I liked to drink alcohol. Like it's like I needed to explore. And there's always just been that like fire inside of me. And then I was like judged in the Young Life world for wanting to do those things, of course. And then I judged myself and it just felt like I never knew where to fit. I never knew how to like find my way. And so fast forward, I was always just like a really great athlete. So fast forward, I go into diving. I dove competitively at UCLA and like I finally kind of found my tribe of girls there, like, you know, that were on the diving team. All of this to say, I just derailed there from my story, but all of this to say, I have like been conditioned from a very, very young age to have success and to do whatever it takes to have success. But it wasn't until I had this health crisis that I really had to look at like what is most important to me? And what is like, what am I doing all of this for? Why am I even making this money? And why am I even like needing to prove myself, like over and over and over again? And so it really started me on this healing path and healing journey from the outside, from a health perspective, and also from the inside. And that was probably, that was 10 to 12 years ago that all of this happened. And so for the last decade plus, I have been surrounding myself. Like, it's like, again, I had that kind of that addiction to growth. Like, I am very growth oriented has occurred. I have surrounded myself with teachers, mentors, health advocates, spiritual kind of healers. You know, most of you know, I got my master's in spiritual psychology, and while I was in real estate and I was doing quote unquote well in it, I also had this very, very, very deep need to, you know, kind of do what I'm doing right now, to put myself out there and to support other women. And so, you know, when I look back at my journey and I look back of like, what were like the pieces that have made the most impact? The work that I now do in the world of combining what I call the spiritual and the strategy. You can also call it combining the work of the feminine and the masculine. Like, that truly has been my secret sauce. And, you know, we normally, most of us, we tend to be lopsided on one of them. I happen to come out like with my masculine, like full on. I will say that most people, most women that are heavy in their feminine and they use that as like their intuitive way, most people are in their dark side, like the shadow side of the feminine and not the light side. There's not a lot of talk today about what the empowered feminine really looks like, because I think there's still connotations of it being soft and like your feminine energy being, you know, weak or like not empowered or, you know, taken advantage of or being a victim or not being able to speak your voice or super airy fairy or like head is in the clouds. And quite frankly, my loves, like, it's just not the case. Like, it's not the case at all. A woman that is leading with her empowered feminine is truly powerful beyond measure. I'm reading this because I just took a couple notes here. It's like, she is so connected to source and she is so in tune with her own intuition and her own inner knowing that she's not caring what everyone else is thinking about her. She is decisive. A woman in her light side, a woman in her empowered feminine, she takes care of herself and she gives herself permission to fill up her tank first. And therefore she then is able to overflow to all of the people around her, to her kids, to her family. She does not become a martyr, right? It's like she literally has so much more to give to her community because she's taking care of herself first. She is really in that queenly state of that, you know, the queen is like the most like descriptive archetype I can think of someone that is balanced in her masculine and her feminine. And my own personal experience has been that being lopsided in my masculine, while it may have produced financial gains in ways, it literally took me to my breaking point in less than 2 years as a young 20-year-old. Like, for a 23-year-old to not be able to like have the stamina to just go and go and go and go and go, like a 39-year-old doesn't have that stamina. And my experience is that I literally am not capable. Like, I am so connected to my own relationship with spirit at this point. And it's like, my prayer is so strong to like lead from my feminine and to be in my flow. It's like, I'm not really capable of like going into that massive, massive, massive burnout and adrenal overdrive. You guys will see me from time to time. You know, you'll like, sometimes I'll like lose my voice or I'll get sick. Or I'll be in the middle of a launch and I'm just like, okay, like I'm tired. You like see it, you know, maybe in my eyes. And it's like, yeah, like I'm pushing right now because I'm focused. But I also know that there is a time where it's going to come to completion and then I'm going to fill my tank up again. And so, you know, and then just from like a spiritual perspective, it's like the feminine is the side of us that is so open and resourced and connected to spirit. The feminine is the side of us that is so able to open our hearts and our minds and our bodies to receive in the form of both energetic, soulful, love, you know, connection, intimacy that we so desire. And it's also the part of us that can receive in money and things and physical, like tangible, worldly goods. So I am on a mission these days to support not only in myself, you know, because there's always deeper layers that we can all go, but to also support all of you in activating that inner feminine, in not being afraid of it, in not being, in like learning more about it and tuning into what does this actually feel like. And for those of you that may have been in either the light or the shadow side of the feminine and knows like, I need to turn on the dial. I need to like turn on the fire and the heat and get a little bit more masculine into my business or my personal life so that I can then go and, you know, get focused and like write the emails or do the opt-in or create the strategy or do the thing. It's like, you can't think of a better person to share with you those things. Like those things are the things that come so naturally to me. But what I know to be true is that when we women get real with ourselves, when we start taking off of those layers, when we start peeling things back, when we have things like brave conversations with ourselves and others about what it is that we really desire, when you are able to, you know, stay in your own lane, when you are able to tap into that receptive part of yourself, it's not like this like fluffy, like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna like manifest now. It's like, no, like, I am in my feminine and I am fully opening up and I am accessing the miracles that are available for me. And I have seen it time and time and time again in my life, manifesting my husband, the home that we're living in, six-figure launches in my business, seven-figure real estate business. I've seen it in my clients' life when they're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. I don't know the next step. I don't know the process. And yet they make a decision and they get so clear of like, yep, this is happening. I'm calling in 10 clients to fill my group program. I'm doing this. I'm having this win. I'm investing in this way. It's just like, it just happens over and over and over again. So my loves, with all of that, I'm really, really excited to get to know a lot of you that are new to my community. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you don't already know, I have a podcast called The Soul of Business, and you can literally just kind of like binge listen to me riffing. I'm actually probably going to create this into a podcast episode because I just like riffed for so long. And so this, you know, it's like, it's literally me just on audio, and I have guests from time to time in there. I also want to invite you to my next challenge, which is starting to happen on September 9th. You're going to be getting information about that, and we are having that. We'll be getting information out to you in the next week or so. But that is starting on September 9th, and I will be going live in this community for 3 days talking about activating your feminine energy, talking about receiving abundance, talking about what's at risk if you're not able to do this, or you're like finding your own, like, you know, kind of walls, if you will, and really just like how to use this energy and power to then go and make the impact that you desire, to grow your business that you want, to attract the clients that you know are out there for you, and to really take those steps in the world that you know is possible. For me, it's like the inner work and the soulful work, like it is 100% where it's at, but I'm also like a real world girl. It's like, great, all of this inner work, all the spiritual connection, all the feminine kind of woohoo language, like that's awesome. Now tell me exactly how to use that for my business. Like tell me how to make a direct impact in the world. That's what I'm up to, is combining the two. So I love you. I'm glad that you're here with me. I'm excited for you guys to watch the replay. And for any of you guys that are just jumping on late, I look like this today because I'm about to go do a photo shoot this afternoon. So take care. Have a good day. And make sure to come over and be with me on Insta stories and see all the behind the scenes of everything I've got going on. Okay. Love you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.